For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping's encouraged teachers to contribute more to education in poverty-stricken areas. The call was made in a letter replying to teachers from the southwest province of Guizhou. President Xi wrote that reducing poverty must begin with reducing ignorance. Therefore, giving rural children a good education is an important task in poverty relief. He also took the chance to salute teachers nationwide on the eve of National Teachers' Day. China is the world's biggest developing country, and its education system still has weakness. Access to education is still limited and varies between regions. Awards have been conferred on 199 special education teachers in Beijing for their sacrifices and contributions. According to figures from China Disabled Persons Federation, China has 2,000 special education schools with over 48,000 full-time teachers. The federations promise further cooperation with education authorities on favorable policies to better serve teachers who devote themselves to special education. Earlier this month, the Ministry of Education launched a professional standards pilot program of qualifications and certification systems for special education teachers. Premier Li Keqiang has told global business leaders the Chinese economy is running within a proper range. Ahead of the summer Davos in China's Dalian City, Premier Li said the economy is stabilizing despite a slower growth pace. He adds the Chinese government's capable of maintaining economic growth at a medium-high level. The premier also says risk related to China's government debt is controllable. He says central government debt is only about 20% of China's GDP, while 70% of local government debt takes the form of investment with expected returns. China has again called on Japan to properly deal with issues in bilateral relations and make concrete efforts to improve China-Japan ties. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei made the remarks on Wednesday following Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's re-election as president of the Liberal Democratic Party. Hong Lei says China hopes Japan will continue on a path of peaceful development to play a constructive role in regional peace, stability, and development. The International World War II Museum Association has been founded in Beijing following China's commemoration of the 70th anniversary of victory in its war of resistance against Japanese aggression. With the secretariat headquartered in Beijing, the association has 235 museum members from 11 countries, including Russia, the United States, and Japan. The non-governmental, non-profit organization aims to bring the world's World War II museums closer together through joint events and studies. The association plans to hold joint exhibitions starting from next year, with Russia as its first stop. A senior executive with Baosteel Group has been fired for breaking the Communist Party of China's frugality rules. The country's top discipline watchdog made the announcement on Wednesday, saying Vice General Manager Zhao Kun spent money on expensive accommodations, dinners, and personal entertainment. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection says Zhao booked villas at company expense while attending company meetings in August and December of 2013. During these meetings, he drank expensive imported alcohol, smoked cigars, and allowed his subordinates to go sightseeing, also at company expense. That example is just one of several instances within the last few years of overspending by the former executive. South Africa is on alert following a warning of possible terror attacks against U.S. interests in the country. South African State Security Minister David Malobo said on Wednesday that authorities will continue to monitor the information, but there's no need to panic. The U.S. Embassy in South Africa said on Tuesday that it had received information that extremists may be targeting U.S. interests in the country. Malobo says South Africa takes the warning seriously, but its information has revealed no imminent danger. During a taping of the Ellen DeGeneres Show on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton apologized for using a private email server during her time as U.S. Secretary of State. This was Clinton's first apology over the controversial issue. She'd previously declined to apologize, emphasizing her actions were allowed by the State Department. Clinton's the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, though her campaign is being overshadowed by persistent questions over her use of the private email server. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.